This is the Social Geek Radio Network.
Hey, this is Joe Malmuth with Batteries Plus, and this is the Franchise News Podcast.
Thanks, Joe. It's Wednesday, March 6, 2024. I'm Jack Munson, and I read the news so you don't have to. Joint employer update. A federal judge in Texas has delayed the implementation of a National Labor Relations Board rule that would treat many companies as employers of franchise workers as he weighs a bid by major business groups, including the IFA, to strike it down. U.S. District Judge J. Campbell Barker, what a name, in Tyler, Texas, issued a brief order pushing back on the rule's effective date from February 26th to next Monday, March 11th. Self-esteem brands and Orange Theory Fitness announced late last week that they will merge as equals in an all-stock transaction. The two franchisors will become a new company with about 7,000 franchise locations across 50 countries. Chuck Runyon, co-founder of Anytime Fitness and CEO of Self-Esteem Brands, said, "With this merger, we will enrich even more people on their personal health and wellness journeys." Dave Long, co-founder and CEO of Orange Theory Fitness, said, "We are excited about what our combined companies will be able to accomplish together to capture an increasing market share, unlock future growth, and pioneer a healthier tomorrow for consumers around the world." Applebee's and IHOP may open co-branded locations in the U.S. Parent company Dine Brands has already opened 8 such locations in other countries. CEO John Payton says the co-branded restaurants are about the same size as a regular Applebee's or IHOP, but generate twice as much revenue because they cover all 4 day parts. The company is still working out operational details such as how to allow customers in the same party to order from different menus, but the brand says it's excited about the potential returns the model could have for franchisees. Pi Day is coming March 14th, that's 3.14, and Mathnasium Learning Centers is partnering with Baskin-Robbins to celebrate Pi. To kick off the partnership, Mathnasium and Baskin-Robbins will hold a nationwide sweepstakes through Pi Day, where participants can enter to win a Pi-worthy $3,140 and free ice cream for a year. Mike Davis, CEO of Mathnasium, said, "Together, we aim to create a mathematical adventure that sparks curiosity, fosters a love for learning, and empowers young minds to embrace the endless possibilities that mathematics offer." BBQ Chicken, Korea's finest fried chicken, is launching its first national ad campaign with ads that teach Americans to speak Korean fried chicken. The new BBQ Chicken ads are backed by K-pop-inspired music. BBQ Chicken's U.S. growth also occurs amidst broader American interest in Korean food and culture, a phenomenon called Hallyu, or the Korean wave of influence in other countries. CEO Joseph Kim said, "We are excited for our entire BBQ Chicken franchise family as we share the BBQ story with a broader audience. And we love milestones here, and this is a huge one. Dream Vacations announced that the home-based travel agency franchise is celebrating the establishment of franchise number 2,000. Drew Daly, Senior VP and General Manager for Dream Vacations, said, "Reaching 2,000 franchises is not just a number to us. It's a celebration of business ownership dreams coming true for our franchise partners and the incredible journey we've had together." This portion of the Franchise News Podcast is brought to you by our newest sponsor, Brand Amplifier. The Brand Amplifier is an award-winning digital marketing platform designed specifically for franchise organizations. Quickly and easily manage social content and digital advertising across dozens, hundreds, or thousands of locations. Through the Brand Amplifier, franchisors are able to create high-performing digital campaigns that can be quickly deployed and funded by local franchisees using their own credit card. Using automation, programmatic localization, and machine learning, the Brand Amplifier helps franchise systems see a 500% or more increase in digital performance. For a limited time, it's 50% off if you visit brandamplifier.io and lock it in today. In People News, Matt Kelton is the new VP of Franchise Development at Children's Lighthouse. Captain Dees welcomes Hare Para to the newly created position of Senior VP International Operations and Development. 101 Mobility announces the appointment of Michael Condon as its new Director of Franchise Development. 911 Restoration announced the appointment of Ken Sussex as its new Executive Director of Franchise Development, and Lizzie Young has been promoted to Director of Franchise Engagement at DevHub. Congratulations to all, and go get 'em. Next up on the events calendar, it's the Multi-Unit Franchise Conference from Franchise Update Media in Vegas, March 19th through the 22nd. And the Franchise News Podcast will be set up in the Podcast Zone and reporting live from events from MFV Expositions and the IFA, including Franchise Expo West in Los Angeles, April 12th through the 13th, and the International Franchise Expo in New York City, May 30th through June 1st. Today's Franchise News Podcast was brought to you by Text Request. Are you answering your phone anymore? No one is answering their phone anymore. Text Request lets you text from your franchise's phone number and from your computer so you can actually get a response. Whether you've got one location or many, you're a franchisee or franchisor, you can use Text Request to generate more leads, increase sales, earn online reviews, and so much more, all through text. Visit textrequest.com right now to see a demo, or text or call 423-218-0111 to talk right now about how you can grow your franchise through text messaging. And that's the way it is in the franchise community. Thank you for listening and staying connected on the Social Geek Radio Network.